I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. Warm conditions over the past month have had a mixed impact on crops around the Southeast. Meredith Muth is the regional coordinator with the National Integrated Drought Information System. She says the dry weather has created challenges for some farmers in the region.
This has been both beneficial in terms of helping growth of forage and winter grazing, but has also caused some issues, specifically respiratory and livestock, fungal diseases, and extra weed growth. Looking at precipitation, the dry conditions have led some farmers to feed hay, which has not been beneficial. Citrus is starting to be irrigated due to dry conditions in Florida.
Frost has ended the growing season for some farmers in the northern areas. Muth says chill hours, which are extremely important to some farmers, have been below normal for this season due to a warm December. But the near-term forecast does call for cooling temperatures. Colder conditions are expected by mid to late January. This could bring frost to Georgia, Alabama, and parts of northern Florida and improve those chill hour accumulation numbers. Rainfall is expected to be below normal for the next couple of weeks, but there is the potential for more rain, particularly across the coastal plains. The past month has allowed farmers to catch up on field work, and now drought conditions are beginning to lessen across much of the region. However, the next few weeks could dry out again. Climatologists say they are keeping a close eye on the dry conditions, especially because of the La Nina weather pattern that is now in effect. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.